Ah, there you are. Good morning, sunshine. How are you? Welcome along to the Bromley Saturday morning get-together here. And what a week it's been here at Bromley Radio. More about that later. Hope you're doing all right, though. The days are definitely getting longer, aren't they? It's getting lighter earlier in the morning and staying lighter longer during the day. And coming up on today's edition of the Bromley Saturday Morning Get-Together, a little later on we've got an interview with Sophie from the Bethlehem Gallery. And as promised last week, we will have tracks from the number one albums 50, 40, 30, oh, and 60 years ago. Yes, of course. Yes, some might say that's quite outstanding.
You're finally here today, girl. Wish that I could love you right in a special way, girl. You light my fire. Excited.
You make me wanna shout.
Gee, I feel so lucky now to have you all along, girl.
gmail.com or Twitter, X at Bromley Radio 1.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. Should I care? Please don't bother trying.
Oh, the zombies. She's not there.
Bigger, brighter and better.
And that's just us here at Bromley Radio. We're getting ourselves together at the moment with our social media duties. You can join us on our Bromley Radio Facebook group page as well.
I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.
Coco, yes, hot chocolate and you sexy thing. It's a good job I didn't talk to myself here in the studio because the microphone was faded all the way up. Sometimes the air in here can be quite blue, especially after the week I've had this week here. I did say I'd tell you more about that. It's been a week of reconfiguring here in the studio. I'm talking about hardware and software, and the fact you're listening to this means you know a little bit about computers and the digital world. So we did some software install updates, and that's when things started going wrong. So then we had to move about the computers that we have here. So the main computer became, well, it's now the reserve computer. It also does other things as well. but we have a new major. Well, it's not new even, it's an old one, but it's just been moved to a different position. It's been promoted from reserve number two to number one computer. So I have spent the week reloading files, and I'm talking about music files and interview files, imaging, you know, jingles and, you know, those kind of things. Plus, tidying up the studio, bit of a mess. I don't know about you, but January, February, more so you get into the second week of January and then I just go into hibernation mode. Beginning to come out of it though, because the last couple of mornings I've been getting up at, and it's still dark at the unearthly hour of 6 a.m. In fact, yesterday I got up at 5:30 a.m. Although I did have a couple of naps in the afternoon. All right, let's have Elvis Costello and Watching the Detectives, and then we're going to have an interview with Sophie of the Bethlehem Art Gallery.
Not just a radio station, more a way of life. Bromley Radio.
Watching the detectives.
And yesterday, was it yesterday? Yes. Friday, full moon yesterday. More about that later. Although we've had lots of full moons, it didn't necessarily mean things go wrong, but it did for me and my phone yesterday. And if you're on the 3 network, maybe you had the same problems trying to get on the internet when you was out and about. Anyway. Oh, and something we forgot to mention last week, we have a new bus route, don't we? It's called the SL5. It's a Superloop bus. And it happens to be stopping outside the Bethlehem Hospital there. And from the Bethlehem Hospital there, well, introduce yourself, please.
My name's Sophie. I'm director of Bethlehem Gallery. If you haven't been to Bethlehem Gallery before, lots of people refer to us as a little gem. Bethlehem Gallery shares a building with Museum of the Mind, and we are situated on the grounds of Bethlehem Royal Hospital. It's an incredible site if you haven't been. It's home to South London and Maudsley NHS Foundation Trust, and there's lots of different units with very specialist mental health services. But on this grounds, there are 265 acres of meadows and woodlands that the public are able to walk on. There's a park run every Saturday morning. So it's a pretty incredible resource right on your doorstep. Bethlehem Gallery was established in 1997, and we work with artists who are often connected to the hospital and have lived experience of mental health conditions. At the moment, we've got an exhibition by an artist called Sue Morgan, who's an incredible artist. She has got incredible eyesight and does meticulous drawings. She started as an artist over 20 years ago. She trained as a lawyer. She's got a PhD in German philosophy and became very ill and had to give up her career as a lawyer. So she retrained as an artist, and she's really interested in our place in the world, in sort of representing her experiences of sort of using drawing and art, all different materials, to sort of explore, express what's going on in her head. And she talks way more eloquently about her practice than mine. But if you come to Bethlehem Gallery, you'll see what I mean. She's got, I think, over 200 drawings on display. And she has created lots of creatures that she's drawn. There's all sorts of explanations of what the art's about. Upstairs in the Museum of the Mind at the moment, there's an exhibition by Alison Lapper. And at the gallery, we have monthly workshops that are based on different types of art practice. So we've had printmaking. Recently, we've had a lot of lyric writing workshops. We have all sorts of creative workshops that the public are welcome to sign up to and join in with.
And if we want to know more about the museum there at Bethlehem Hospital, where is the best place to go and find out?
Yeah, so the museum, Bethlehem Museum of the Mind, has its own website, so you can have a look on that website, or we link to it on Bethlehem Gallery. Bethlehem Gallery's website is www.bethlehemgallery.com. Bethlehem Museum of the Mind is museumofthemind.org.uk. So that's bethlehemgallery.com and museumofthemind.org.uk. We're both all over social media as well, so you can find us on Instagram, Facebook.
Good.
X.
Yep, formerly known as Twitter, yes.
I should also plug the Guts Cafe. I don't know if you've heard of it.
No, please tell us more.
The Anxiety Disorders Unit at Bethlehem Royal Hospital is running a cafe that's promoting good gut health, because there's lots of evidence to suggest that good gut health promotes good mental health, and there's a really strong connection between the two. So the unit runs a cafe which has the most incredible chocolate tiffin, amazing coffees, it has lunches. It's open during the week, and occasionally they do a pop-up in the museum and gallery. So yeah, it's best to check with the gallery and museum to see if you want to try that out on a weekend.
Yeah, and generally speaking, when is the gallery open?
Both the gallery and the museum, they're open Wednesday to Saturday, 9:30 to 5.
Lovely. And I think I'm right in saying that you've got a new bus service serving you now as well.
Yes, we're really excited about the Super Loops. Yeah,
everyone's super loopy now, aren't they?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I think it's the SL5.
That's right. It stops right outside the hospital, and then the museum and gallery building is directly in front of the gates across the roundabout.
Fantastic.
Makes it a lot easier.
It does,
doesn't it?
And
shall I tell you what?
Yeah.
We've had people using it already. It takes 18 minutes to get to East Croydon from the hospital.
Fantastic. And probably about the same from Bromley South or Bromley North.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Yeah,
I would have thought so. So from the 19th of February for a week, we've got a really exciting residency with a dance company, with a dancer called Jules Cunningham. And so they are going to be performing for the public in the chapel. And this is really fantastic opportunity to come and see an internationally renowned dancer really locally. They will be spending the week at the gallery and the hospital site. They're going to be doing performances in different wards and then culminating in the public performance in the Bethlehem Chapel on the Saturday.
The Bethlehem Hospital itself has been there for many, many years in that wonderful land that it's there. And I presume that's all in a trust, isn't it? Because without the development of the building around the rest of the area there, you've managed to maintain your fields there and meadows.
Yeah, that's right. As far as I know, it's City of London land. So... Yeah, so the hospital moved to the current grounds in the 1920s.
Yes.
And it was previously where the Imperial War Museum is now.
Yes, that's right. Before that, it was situated at Liverpool Street. But you're quite correct.
Yeah.
Bethlehem, yeah. And isn't it terrible now, just reflecting about that, in the Victorian times, for a Sunday afternoon entertainment, the Victorians would go down there to look at the poor people that have been afflicted by mental health issues there as their form of Sunday entertainment.
And it's all changed now.
Thank God, yes. I mean, when they say one in four people actually suffer from a mental health disorder of one thing or another, maybe without them even knowing it.
Yeah, that's right. And that's one of the roles of the museum and the gallery, really. It's to get people thinking about mental health and having conversations about it and just being able to open up about it, I suppose, because, yeah, it could be any of us.
Yeah, indeed. So, it's good to talk, as they say.
Exactly, yeah. That's what we're for. And I should probably say that the next exhibition, it's not really talking, it's more sort of singing and making music. Mm-hmm. We're working with an artist called Artist Taxi Driver.
Oh, yes.
He's a performance artist, and he has brought together an extraordinary group of people, all sorts of people, including, you know, famous musicians like Nitin Sawhney and a lot of people that we work with regularly who have some sort of connection to the Bethlehem community.
Mm-hmm.
So far, we've put together an album, and we're going to be releasing that when we open an exhibition. We're going to turn the gallery into a record shop. and we're going to program a series of events and workshops, music workshops.
Yeah.
And hopefully something on the ground. So that's from May the 8th.
May the 8th. Okay, well, that's a little bit down the line there. Hopefully the weather will be brighter and warmer then, by then.
Yeah, I'm hoping so, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe you could send us something or other for us to play on Bromley Radio.
Oh, yeah, that would be brilliant.
Okay.
Yeah, we will do that.
Fantastic.
Yeah, thanks for the invitation.
Not at all. That's what we're here for. That's what your local community radio station for, the community of Bromley.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, brilliant. All right, thanks so much, Mick. Nice to talk to you.
Bringing Bromley together, Bromley Radio. We'll be right back.
that is Tony Braxton and Art of Love. Yes, I was frantically searching through songs that might have had the mention of art. And that was the only one we could find, and you might hear that late at night here on Bromley Radio. So as I was saying earlier, yesterday, or last night even, I should say, was a full moon. And when one was out and about yesterday, after you leaving the comfort of your Wi-Fi at home, I found that it seemed to go very quiet with emails and communication. I couldn't even listen to Bromley Radio when I was out and about. I thought it was something wrong with my phone. So I actually had to go into Bromley, and I went into the Glades, only because I was going there anyway, and I went into the shop there, the Network 3, and she was a very nice young girl. She said, yes, you're not the only one. Everybody's had that problem today, and God knows how many people have gone before me saying about having the problem with the phone, but it does make you think, doesn't it, how we become more and more reliant on this technology. And I'm sure you're of an age, possibly. I'm certainly of an age before we had this mobile phone, before we had the internet even. And now, when you haven't got, you've had it, and when you can't get it, oh! Yeah, very frustrating. But I did notice it was also a full moon yesterday. Not that I'm blaming, or it could be, you don't know, because people are affected by the full moon, they say. Just makes you wonder, doesn't it? But we have had a lot of rain recently, so who knows, maybe a bit of rain got in the network somewhere. But anyway, it was all up and running later on, so we're kind of back to normal now. Thank God the broadband's working, though. Yes, our full fibre optic broadband here, helping us broadcast to Bromley. And have you been on the SL5 yet? That's the bus that serves us here in Bromley from Bromley North to East Croydon. It's a sort of a rapid bus. It goes sort of on a circular route, but it only stops at about 5 bus stops, including the Bethlehem Hospital there, where the art gallery is. So thank you very much to Sophie there, who spoke to us earlier there about that. Well, I think that's it. I think I've caught up with you now about what's been going on here now. Okay. Well, let's... Ah, yes. This is one for you cat lovers.
tourists and the tourists are gone. And you've thrown away your choice and lost your ticket, so you have to stay on. But the drumbeat strains of the night remain, and the rhythm of the newborn day. You know, sometime you're bound to leave her, but for now you're gonna stay. In the year of the cat,
that's Al Stewart and Year of the Cat. And happy Chinese New Year to you. It's the Year of the Dragon.
Bromley Radio.
I should gladly settle for that.
And now, as promised last week, because pretty much the chart last week was the same as the week before, so we thought we'd do albums this week. What do you think the number one album was this week, 60, 50, 40 and 30 years ago? Well, we're going to tell you. Actually, we're not just going to tell you, we're going to play them for you as well. Here we go.
It feels so right now, hold me tight. Tell me I'm the only one, and then I might never be the lonely one. So hold me tight tonight, 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 tonight. It's you. You.
album, The Beatles with The Beatles. That was the number one album this week, and that was Hold Me Tight from that album 60 years ago this week. And now, 1974, the number one album this week was The Carpenters, The Singles.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. Clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. Something in the wind has learned my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
The Carpenters and Top of the World. That was from the number one album, The Singles. And in fact, that vinyl album is nestling there in my mum and dad's collection there. Yeah. Brown cover. You might remember it. And I quite like the logo as well. I mean, back then in the 70s, we weren't really thinking about logos, were we? But yeah, quite sort of gold on a brown background, if you like, a chocolate brown background. Yeah, fantastic. That's The Singles collection from 1969 to 1974, the number one album this week. 10 years later, 1984, Simple Minds had the number one album.
Yeah.
from the album Sparkle in the Rain, and yes, there's plenty to sparkle there with the amount of rain we had this week. That is Simple Minds and East of Easter. Yes, which we are, aren't we? Pretty much. Yeah. All right, I know. Those of you that want to be all loved up this week, Wednesday. Yeah. Well, and those of you who don't, at least you got your pancakes on Tuesday. All right, the number one album this week, 30 years ago, was Enigma. So from 1994, this song's called Dream of a Dolphin. That's it. There is no more. Thank you very much for being there and listening to this podcast or this version of Bromley Today replay if you're listening to this on a Monday morning at 10 a.m. Have yourself a good week. We're back here same time next week, 10 a.m. for the Bromley Saturday morning get together, and we look forward to speaking to you then. Until then, ta-ra.